This week's Torah portion is called Emor. We find the following verse, Leviticus chapter 21, verse 8. It says, V'kidash to, you shall sanctify him, meaning that it is the job of the people to sanctify the priest. The question might be asked, why is it necessary for the people to sanctify the priest? Who are we? What gives us the authority to sanctify anyone, especially a priest? It is God's job to sanctify the priest, as the Torah portion suggests a bit later. It is important to understand that God's sanctification alone is insufficient to allow one to lead. In order for any leader, whether religious, political, or executive, to exert influence in any productive way, he must be someone who enjoys the support of the people. Ironically, Parshat Emor is always read during Sfirat HaOmer. The commandment of the Omer appears in this week's Torah portion. It originally dealt with an offering of barley. In our present era, we count the days of the Omer from Passover up until Shavuot, when we once again will receive the Torah. During this period of time, many Jews have the custom to mourn by refraining from haircuts and listening to music, etc. These practices were adopted because the Talmud tells us that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of disciples, and all of them died at the same time between Passover and Shavuot. The reason they died, says the Talmud, was because they did not treat each other with respect. They would not tolerate, honor, or respect each other's opinions. It was precisely this particular character flaw which prevented these students from ascending to leadership. They had the capacity to become great leaders, but they did not exert their influence properly. If they couldn't treat their scholarly peers with any kind of deference, how were they going to deal with the ordinary person? This same principle can be applied to each one of us. Many times we seek to influence other people. We get upset when their way of life sharply differs from our own. We might balk at the behavior or views of others. In order for us to be effectual in exerting influence over another person, we need to build a relationship. You will get no meaningful result by antagonizing or ranking someone out, either in person or on social media, but you will make a strong impact when you first embrace a person as a friend and earn their trust. In this way, your guidance and good advice will be taken with the utmost seriousness, and your influence will count a great deal. As the book of Proverbs says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel of Kehilat Moshe. Please check us out on the web at kehilatmoshe.org, where you will find our podcasts, both past and present. Please check us out on the Kehilat Moshe Facebook page and on Twitter at KM Sheepshead Bay, and feel free to leave your comments. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.